Taxi industry funder Transaction Capital reported its half-year financials today for the 6 months ended March 2019. The company reported earnings per share up 17% at 59.4 cents. It says that its net asset value per share rose 30% to 810.4 cents, while it sits on a cash pile of 1 billion rand. Shareholders are set to get an interim dividend of 27 cents a share. That's up 29% on the year prior. I'm joined on the line now by David Hurwitz. He's the CEO of Transaction Capital. Thanks very much for joining us, David. So you've come out with quite positive numbers, and you attribute this in part to your acquisition of some new businesses. Just tell us about that.
Yes, thank you very much. We're very pleased with the results. And in truth, they are pretty much in line with what we've shown over the last 5 years. Over the last 5 years, we've been able to grow headline earnings by an average of just under 20% per year, and we've been able to grow our dividends by about 35% per year.
Hmm.
So this year's performance is pretty much in line with what we've shown over the medium term. We actually haven't bought businesses. Part of our business is involved in collection of non-performing debt.
Yes.
And we do this in two ways. And on the one hand, we collect it as an agent, where you earn a contingency fee depending upon the success of your collection rates. And on the other way of doing this is where we actually buy non-performing accounts from the banks and from the retailers and the specialist lenders, insurers, telcos, etc. And what we've seen over this last period is that our book buying activities have increased significantly as consumer-facing businesses in South Africa are very nervous to hold debts or accounts that look to be non-performing.
Yeah, and
so we've been able to buy a lot of debts and collect really well on that.
How is it that you manage to get non-performing loan books and actually ensure that they do perform and you get a return on them? Are you more aggressive?
So no, this is all about data and technology. So we are the largest both agency collector and book buyer in South Africa. And we've got a huge database of non-performing South Africans. And really what this does is we score how much debt they owe to all of our different clients. We would have this type of data so we can aggregate it. We would score contactability. So, you know, because you can never collect it if you can't contact a person.
Yes.
And this all filters into what we call a propensity to repay score. When did this person last pay us? How easy it is to contact him? How much debt does he have? And what is the likelihood of him paying? And once we've done that, then we can really focus our efforts, and we can do this at very large scale. So we collect on about, I think it's just under 60 billion rands worth of debt a year. And this is all non-performing debt, and we do it at half scale to drop our average cost of collection. So it's all about data and then having a very scalable platform that allows you to collect as cheaply as possible.
And all these abilities that you're talking about, they come under your Transaction Capital Risk Services division. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So we do this in South Africa, and we are also a player in the Australian market as well in this regard.
In terms of your SA Taxi business, I see it did very well indeed, delivering headline earnings growth of 31%. To what extent do you see new demand for credit, that is, new players coming on the market and buying new taxis, or is it more a thing of owners buying replacement vehicles?
So we have it's a mix of both. But more predominantly owners replacing vehicles. So, you know, whilst the environment for a taxi operator is very difficult because fuel prices are high, the price of vehicles are high, you know, unemployment is high, which means there's less economic activity and less people moving around the country.
Yes.
We still see that minibus taxi is a resilient industry, and you know, the bulk of our population relies on public transport, and minibuses is the largest form of public transport. So the minibus taxi industry is under pressure but resilient. The one positive factor is that the scrapping allowance for minibus taxis was just recently increased by about 36%. to 124,000 rand per old vehicle, and that really assists older vehicles to be taken off the road and replaced with newer vehicles. And once that happens, that's very advantageous for our business, because of course we will provide the finance. Well, we do everything.
Yes.
We buy and sell cars. We finance cars. We insure cars. We sell the tracking devices around those cars. And even when needed, we service and refurbish the cars as well. So, with older vehicles coming off the road and being replaced by newer vehicles, that really bodes well for us.
That allowance that you're talking about, where does it come from? It comes from government.
That does come from government, remembering that taxi, besides for the scrapping allowance, taxi receives no other subsidy. So bus and train, first of all, infrastructure is built by government, and then the operators receive a monthly subsidy based on the number of commuters they move around.
Right.
And this is the only subsidy that minibus taxi would receive from government.
David, what about your insurance segment of the business? How much did you see gross written premiums rise by there? And were the insurance payouts in line with your expectations?
Yes. So in both of those areas, we did slightly better than we had expected for. Gross written premium grew by about 23%, which was a very good result. And that was done really by broadening our client base and broadening our profit base. Our average premium actually remained, per customer, remained flat. So it just means that we've attracted more customers into our business. And that's really driven by just being more efficient than our competitors. Our cost of claims also improved slightly, and I spoke about us being more efficient than our competitors because we only do one type of vehicle, being the minibus taxi, and because about 85% of our vehicles are Toyotas, and because we do all of our own refurbishment work ourselves,
yes,
we are able to become very efficient in the refurbishment process, and we procure parts directly from overseas, and we're able to actually drop the cost of repairing a car. So, one of the stats that we talk about is from last year to this year, our ability to repair a car reduced from kind of the mid 70,000 rand per car to about mid 50s.
Right.
And when you're dropping 20,000 rand off each repair, that really does make you more competitive. So
indeed,
we're able to keep premiums flat, but grow our client base and even improve our claims ratios.
How are you using technology to ensure that the level of driver recklessness is kept in check, not just from an insurance perspective, but for the taxi owners to also be made aware of the quality of driving used in the operation of their taxis?
Yes. So, really what we need is, if a taxi operator does well, then we do well. And driving a car recklessly, besides for the moral hazard to society, is also just bad for the minibus taxi operator's business.
Yes.
So we require a tracking or telematics device to be in every vehicle that we finance and every vehicle that we insure. Over the years, we've been in this industry now for 20 years, we keep on educating our customers, and a large part of this education is to provide them with data around where their vehicles are, how hard they're braking, how good their drivers are actually driving. And besides for giving us benefits in our insurance business, it actually educates the taxi operator. Other things that we're doing is we're implementing rewards programs, which allow taxi operators to get benefits, and even to participate in some of their spends. So we've got a reward program with a Shell, by example. So when a taxi operator fills up at Shell, he swipes his card and he gets something back. And all of these programs are built around having a better quality taxi operator who knows more about his business and who can drive better. And that's real shared value. Better for commuters, better for the country, better for the taxi operators, better for our business and our shareholders.
You've been talking about quite amazing growth over the last 5 years. What's your expectation for the next 5 years?
So, 5 years is a long time. On all of our three-year models, we believe that we can continue to grow at similar rates. We've done this since we IPO'd 7 years ago, growing earnings kind of in the high teens. and growing dividends a little bit quicker than earnings. We believe with all of the initiatives that we have on both sides of our businesses that we can keep that up. Certainly our models are saying for 3 years, but I would be happy to say that it should be for 5 as well.
Okay. All right, David, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time, sir. That was David Hurwitz. He's the CEO of Transaction Capital.